Alicia, and we're getting warmed up for the sports episode of PMK. This show is pumped! I surf in one of the best places in the world, Hawaii, and find out what makes a great wave. While Alicia is having fun in the sun, I hit the mountain to meet Olympic snowboarders and show them a few tricks. Charlie gives us the rundown on running. Find out how to run better than you've ever run before.
I got a race to win.
Wait a minute.
Then I go face to face with an NHL player and find out how much it hurts to stop a 100 mile an hour slap shot.
Well, I think I'm about done.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids.
Riding, gliding, and sliding.
Snowboarding team gave it to me.
A real medal? Real gold?
Yeah. That's so cool.
Well, I showed them a few of my tricks and they were pretty grateful.
I bet USU had a medal.
I don't think I have enough room, you know, with all my awards in broadcasting and all my community service work.
Yeah, they're nice, but nothing beats an Olympic medal.
But it looks kind of soft. Hey, it's chocolate.
Those guys! After all I did for them.
Can I have a bite of your medal?
Yeah, go ahead. I bet you wish your trophies were made of chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler, how's it going?
This is Colin Blake, Olympic snowboard coach for the half pipe. I'm going to witness Olympic training in action.
You're not going to witness, you're going to participate. We're going to show you how to do some nice big style airs, dude.
Style airs? This is only my second time on a board.
That's all right. Hopefully it won't be your last. So, Tyler, before you start getting big air, we got to get you comfortable with the transitions of the wall, all right?
All right.
When you're going into it, keep your body low and keep yourself centered on your board, all right?
All right.
Prepare yourself as you're going up the wall, watching exactly where you want to go off and where you're going to come back into it, okay?
That guy's awesome.
Going from side to side on this wall is like a pendulum building up speed.
An object in motion tends to stay in motion. Unless, of course, he falls.
And an object at rest will tend to stay at rest unless, of course, he gets up and tries it again.
So once I get going, I don't have to worry about momentum and I'll just keep sliding?
Okay, see, Tyler? She come down off the one transition, holding her body low and centered on her board, which maintains her momentum.
Wow, cool.
Okay, give me another shot at this.
When you're riding, you're leaning way too far back on your board. You want to try and center yourself a little bit. Even out your weight for balance.
Okay. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Hey, Colin, on. Did I tell you I learned a lot about boarding in physics class?
In physics class, maybe, but not much on snow, I'm afraid. Here we go, Tyler. Check her out. Miles gonna do a straight air here for us.
So the more she tucks her body in, the more power to her jump?
Exactly. It looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah. When you compact your weight, meaning you're putting as much of it onto one spot as you can, that speeds up your turn.
Hey, check it out. Tyler Miles is going to do a frontside 540 here for us.
What's a frontside 540?
She's going to come on up on her frontside wall and rotate 1.5 times and then land.
Hey, my physics textbook says that something spinning will keep spinning.
That's right. Until you touch the ground, spinning is easy. The tricky part is controlling your speed. When Miles keeps her arms out, she spins more slowly. But she has to make it 1.5 times around. If she doesn't spin fast enough, she crashes.
The more of her weight she can focus on a single spot, the faster she'll go.
Like a figure skater who tucks in their arms while they spin. Bringing your arms in closer to your body while you're spinning can double your speed.
To put it simply, tuck in while you spin.
That's part of the reason why grabbing the board became so popular, because it keeps you tight while you're rotating. You learned all that in physics class.
Well, clearly it's not by trying it myself. At the end of the day, my favorite law of physics is still, what goes up must come down. Where do waves come from? Where do they go? And how do I get off this thing? That's coming up on PMK. How's this for old school? This is the first snowboard. It was called a Snurfer. And they were sold as a kid's toy. You steered it with a string. Early snowboarders used big staples or rubber bands to keep their feet on the board. Most of them were designed by surfers, kind of like surfboards for the snow. Jake Carpenter Burton designed the first modern board. This is no toy. Changed. These guys are the craziest snowmobilers around. Every year in August, they build a racetrack with snow that's been saved since winter. They call this competition the Snow Squall. May the best man stay dry.
Tyler's hooked up to a machine that measures how well he takes in oxygen. How's it going? Let's check the results. Yep, breathing fine. Inhaling oxygen and exhaling carbon dioxide. Uh-oh.
What?
It says your breath stinks and that you should brush your teeth after eating pizza.
Hilarious.
This place has amazing technology to help you become a better athlete, but there's still nothing here to help me practice for my surfing trip to Hawaii.
Actually, I know a place where you can do that. Come on.
The laundry room!
Surf's up!
Woo!
Watch out for that tide!
Now, does that look fun or what? Well, at least it looks fun if you know what you're doing. That's Pat Codwell. He's been surfing for 25 years, and he knows his waves. He does surf forecasting for the National Ocean Data Center here in Hawaii. That means he can predict what the waves will be a week to 10 days before they hit. And he's gonna show me how to surf today.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi.
I saw these waves coming a week ago.
Pat looks at what storms are raging around the world, and that tells him what kind of waves will hit Hawaii many days later.
Well, the waves brushing up on the shore here were generated by gale winds of an intense storm nearly halfway around the world near Antarctica.
The waves those storms whip up start out huge, but by the time they get here, they're smaller.
The waves break where the water depth is shallow, such as over a coral reef or a sandbank. As the wave comes out of the deep water and hits the shallow shell, the top plunges forward and causes to break in a curling motion.
When the waves curl over, the watercolor turns white.
That's where you want to be, where the water changes from blue to white, just in front of the curl.
Well, it looks like when you catch a wave, you surf in a zigzag back and forth.
A surfer angles to the side of the wave to take advantage of the continuous slope. Think of it as a roller coaster. When you go down the coaster, you have heaps of speed, but when you go up the next hill, you slow down. It's the same thing with surfing. You go down the watery hill, you gain lots of speed, but when you go back up to the top, you slow down.
Catching air on a coaster is pretty easy. Let's try some waves.
You remember why I told you to catch a wave?
Where the wave turned into a triangle after you catch the wave?
Exactly. Get 5 good strokes towards shore to get your momentum going, and slowly stand up.
If you wipe out, dive off the side of the board so you don't get hit.
I should have taken his advice. First try and I get a huge wave. I wipe out big time.
Are you okay?
The camera guy got rocked by the same big wave and missed the shot.
Did the board hit you?
The board hit me in the head.
Oh, hit you on the head.
I guess wave forecasting is not an exact science. Pat didn't predict the wave that took me out. I think I'm gonna stick with smaller waves next time.
You're a bomb, but I'll make a runner out of you yet.
Charlie's gonna show us the fastest and safest way to run. That's coming up on PMK. Why do people sweat? Sweating is your body's air conditioner. It cools you down, whether you're exercising or just standing around in the hot sun. If you didn't sweat, you'd overheat and die. So how does sweating cool you down? You know that when you get wet, when the water evaporates, you get cold. So when your body gets too hot, to get rid of the extra heat through your skin, you sweat. And when sweat evaporates, it helps to bring your body temperature back down to normal, which is a good thing for some of us. This is the skateboard of the future. It's called a mountain board. You can ride it anywhere. Your feet are strapped in like on a snowboard. It's got front wheels that turn and big tires and shocks to get you down a mountainside. So you can get air almost anywhere.
Hi, I'm Charlie. Today I'll be running a race against the top runners from McGill University. Right now they're warming up. Me, I prefer to save my energy for more important things. Like psyching these guys out. Hey guys, get a good look at my front, because by the end of the race, all you're going to see is my back. I need a coach.
You're a bum.
But I'll make a runner out of you yet. Now, the first thing we need to do is make sure you're aligned. I put these reflective markers on your joints to highlight them and record you while you're running.
Okay.
Huh. Look at this. Now, we can digitize the video in this computer to analyze your running. Now, I can show you how to run faster. Now, look at your upper body. It's all over the place. You're too bent over. You're not balanced. And there's too much unnecessary movement up there. Hey, let me show you a good runner. You see how the leg extends and absorbs the impact? The upper body stays pretty much stable. Any movement up there's a waste of energy.
Got it. Thanks, coach. I got a race to win.
Wait a minute. We haven't even talked about the feet yet.
What do feet have to do with running?
What the... Here, put these in your shoes. They have an insole with a conductive silver fluid.
What are you saying? My feet stink?
It's not for foot odor.
When your foot presses down on the fluid, it sends an electric signal to this computer. We can see how you run from your foot's point of view.
Okay, how'd I do?
Well, you ran flat-footed. And that's bad. You see, sprinters run pretty much on their toes. You want to sprint like a cougar, you gotta land on the front of your foot, like this. Then you can push off with the force and move like lightning. But for long-distance running, you need to land heel first, then roll to the toe. It's easier on your feet, and you won't get tired too fast.
Thanks, Coach. I hope the sprinters didn't eat too big of a breakfast because they're about to eat my dust!
Yes, I won! Woo! 100 meters! Yes!
What are you doing? This isn't sprinting, this is a long distance race! Well, don't just stand there, run! Dad! Run!
Hockey is the fastest sport in the world. A slap shot can hit the net at 100 miles per hour. 100 miles per hour? Oh, no. All right. Today I get to see what it takes to be a goalie in the NHL. A lot of padding. Pucks go so fast in the NHL. Goalie padding is made of bulletproof Kevlar. Now, what goes on first? This? No. That? No. No, that's not it. Wait, oh, help!
Hi, Alicia.
Hi. This is Roland Watson. He works for the Montreal Canadiens.
Let me give you a hand with this equipment, Alicia, and we'll get going here.
Yeah, I think I need some help.
How about a little bit of feminine protection, Alicia, to start off with you?
There's also pants, skates, pads, upper body gear, even my own shirt.
A goalie's gear weighs about a quarter of their total body weight. How am I supposed to move in this stuff?
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Ready to go to work?
Yep.
Let's warm up. Goaltender should be one of the best skaters on his team.
But they don't move too much.
We'll soon find out. Basically, there's only three types of save. When you're in a position to go blocker side, you just turn in your head and you fall on the puck to your blocker. Also, you have the same thing on the other side, to your glove side. You're going in your glove, closing it, but you have to turn your head and follow it. Right. You can make all the lower saves by having the butterfly. What the butterfly looks like, you just want to go down and cover the bottom of the ice. Try to point your feet out, go down, your stick in front. 90% of goals are scored along the ice. When you go down in the butterfly, you're covering obviously all the lower part of the ice. I like it. Okay, you're doing good. You can make a goalie out of you.
What does covering the angles mean?
Basically following the puck, coming out, and reducing the net behind you. Give the shooter less angle to score.
You often see goalies hitting the posts with their sticks. They're checking to make sure they're in the right place.
Okay, Alicia, you ready for some high, hard ones here?
No.
No, you're going to get them anyways. Here we go.
When the pucks start flying, you got to react crazy fast.
You ready to check your reflexes?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let's go. Okay, Alicia, let's see how quick your reaction time is. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Alicia, your reaction time was 0.191. That was pretty good.
Mm.
Now let's see how quick you are at the NHL speed.
Ooh.
Okay, my buddy PJ Stock is going to shoot on you. And by the way, his average speed is 90 miles per hour. Good luck. PJ!
Don't go! No wonder goalies get paid so much. They're not allowed to duck. Yeah, right, I'm going in front of a puck that's going 90. You mean crazy? To stop PJ's 90-mile-per-hour slap shot from 20 feet out, a goalie would have to react in 0.152 seconds to make the save. That's almost twice as fast as my reflexes.
Hi, PJ.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Good. So, what's the best shot?
Well, my hardest shot is my slap shot.
The slap shot may be fast, but it's not very accurate.
My favorite, my most effective shot has to be my wrist shot.
So we're changing our weight. We go from one side to the other side. It's a big flick of the wrist. Hey, kids! I need some help out here!
Uh-oh. Reinforcements. These are the pros of the future.
Let's go! Charge!
Concentrate. Oh, no! No! I'm dead! Yes, I got it! Now, where is it? Where is it? Help!
Hey, guys, that's enough. Let's get out of here.
Way to go, Alicia. The day's over. Here we go. Let's go.
No. You're great.
Back like being goalies today. Oh, let's go. Sorry about that. Let's go. Oh, come on, get up. Great job. Oh, sorry about that. Let's go.
A goalie loses about 8 pounds a game. I think I just joined the NHL weight loss program. That's all the time we have for today's show.
What? There's no more time for my tennis tips? I've been practicing all week, so why don't you try some shots on me?
Cool. Okay.
Thanks for watching Popular Mechanics for Kids. See you next time.